Om Shanti. It was about some 48 years back, in 1962. I am sure quite a good number of you might not have been born at that time. So, it was 1962 when I first came in contact with this institution, Brahma Kumaris, and with Brahma Baba. When I was just 16 years, 17 years old, I was doing the graduation in the university, and at that time when I came in contact with this knowledge, after about 4-5 months I got an opportunity to meet Brahma Baba, because at that time our institution was quite small. Brahma Baba at that time used to go to some big centers, and it was in the city of Kanpur in UP. UP is one of the states in India. I was in Lucknow, the capital of UP, and the Kanpur was a nearby city, about some 80 kilometers from Lucknow. So, Baba was there in Kanpur. Baba came there after about 5-6 months, and then we, the students of Lucknow, we got an opportunity to meet Baba in Kanpur. So, at that time, we all went to Kanpur, about some 70-80 kilometers from Lucknow. It was morning time, around some 8 a.m. And when we reached there, so it was towards the end of the morning class. Baba was taking class, and about some, maybe some 200 or 300 persons, they were sitting and listening Baba. And after the class was over, we met Baba one by one. So, when my turn came, so Baba just said, "Oh, I have been waiting for you since long. Come." And Baba used to spread his arm like this to each and every children. "Oh, come dear children, come dear child, sweet child, lovely child." And likewise, when Baba used to spread his hand, we used to feel a sort of magnetic pull. And we, whether we want or not, we used to be pulled in the lap of Brahma Baba. So it was really a unique experience, because Brahma Baba has practiced that he is soul and everybody is a soul. Baba used to see everybody with their soul conscious stage. So, since Brahma Baba was fully established in the soul conscious stage, to whomsoever he used to give drishti, or he used to touch, or his vibration were so much full of soul conscious stage, that maybe for some time, but whomsoever used to come in his lap, he or she used to become soul conscious, forgetting completely about his or her body consciousness stage. That was the beauty of Brahma Baba. Then, after some time, then Brahma Baba will just have little, a sort of awakening, "Oh, now your turn is over, go out and then let the next person come." Just a message like that. And then Brahma Baba, when he used to just tap here, then we used to come in the body. Baba will give us the toli, and then Baba will ask the name, "What's your name, from where you are coming, what you are doing," just some of the basic questions. And then we leave the place, and then another person's turn will come. And likewise, Baba, we used to go in the Baba's lap, and we used to meet Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba, because Shiv Baba is incorporeal. We are having this body, so how to meet Shiv Baba? So meeting Shiv Baba through the corporeal form of Brahma Baba. So in my first meeting with Baba, Baba asked me, what's your name? So my Laukik name is Shri. You know Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan, likewise. So Shri is my name. So I said, Baba, my name is Shri. Baba then once again asked, what's your name? I again repeated, Shri. Then third time also Baba asked. So I thought that probably it requires little more loudly. So I further told that more loudly that my name is Shri. So then Baba said, oh Shri, oh Dadi, Dadi come here, Didi come here. Today Baba has found one child who is Shri. You see, in so humorous way, Baba said, I couldn't understand much because I was hardly some 5-6 months old in this spiritual knowledge. Then Baba said that, oh, you know, Shri, even Brahma Baba cannot put Shri in his name, because Shri word can be used by whom? Baba says number of times in the Murli, who is entitled to use the word Shri? Who is entitled? No, the one whose body as well as soul both are pure. That is why Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan, Shri Sita, Shri Ram, all the deities, they can use the word Shri. Our body is also vicious. It has taken birth from the vices. Similarly, the soul has also become impure. So, we all are none in this world is entitled to use the word Shri. And so, then Baba said, we all have to become like Shri. So, we can't use the word. So, from today onwards, Baba give you the name of Mohan. So, this Mohan name is given by Brahma Baba. And then Baba said, you have to become like this Shri. Means you have to purify your soul as well as you have to purify these 5 elements of nature from which the body is made. So you will, in real sense, then you will be entitled to use the word Shri. Because when we leave this body and the soul becomes pure, then we will all first go to the soul world and then we take the new birth in golden age, where our both the soul as well as the body both will be pure. So this soul and body, when they both are pure, then we can use this word Shri. So you see, in for each and everything Baba used to, you see, interpret our life in the spiritual way. If somebody's name is in India quite popular, the Maya Devi, then Baba says, no, no, don't remember Maya. Maya is human weakness. So now you are something like Lakshmi Devi or some other deity's name. So Baba used to see that my children who got this new birth, they should forget about the old thing, old world, the things of weaknesses, and they should try to inculcate the divine virtues so that their sort of new life starts. So this was my first meeting with Baba. Then Baba used to write, this was as early as in some 1962. And then I got admission in the engineering college, you see. So by that time it became 1 year or so. So since it was some 4-5 year course, I was not very much inclined to go to that engineering side, because right from the beginning we used to hear that the time is less and we all have to do Pursharat, and so that our whatever the vikarmas are there in the soul, we have to purify ourselves and then get rid of all these vices so that we become entitled for the Paramdham and the new world, Satyug, golden age. So I was not very much inclined, but my father wanted I must study the engineering, and then whatever the services I can give after become engineer, then that services can be utilized by the organization, institution. So at that time, since Brahma Baba used to be there, so it was quite easy for us to go to Baba and then ask if there is any problem, any question is there, and Baba used to reply, used to give the answer. So we both went to Baba. We came to Madhuban for that one, whether Baba, should I go for this engineering studies or should I continue with other studies. So before me, earlier, there were two brothers also in the queue. They were waiting for their turn to meet Baba. They were also Kumars, and they were having the same questions. They have done the graduation, whether to do study or to engage themselves in the business, likewise. So to one, Baba said, okay, when your family business is there, you do that one, involve yourself so that you get more time for this godly service, and as well as you become an earning member, and so do that one. The second brother, he was already got the admission, and he has taken admission in the engineering, and he also went to Baba asking this one. So Baba said, no, there is no need. Why to study all these things? Because the time is less. Because Baba is Trikal Darshi, Baba knows everything, and accordingly Baba replied. So when they came out, I interacted with them, and I was almost sure that Baba will say the same thing to me, that time is less and accordingly you don't go for study. So, but when I met Baba, then Baba said, no, you have to study. You have to become an engineer, and through you lot of services will be done, and you have to study. So then I asked Baba, just now you have told to other two brothers that you need not study, and you are asking me to study where almost 4 to 5 years will go. The Baba says, you see, Baba knows the future of everybody. And that is why Baba accordingly gives the Srimat direction. And later on I realized, you see, one brother actually, he met an accident, of course, after some 10, 12 years, 15, and he left his body. So that was very clear, because if he would have, you see, engaged his time, 4 to 5 years in study, he would not have been able to do much service. So Baba accordingly gave that suggestion to him. Similarly to that business, the other fellow also, because their family problem and division in the business, etc. So accordingly, he got his share, and now he was fully involved in that one. If he would have gone to that some other studies, he would have been devoid of his share. That share would not have gone to him, and probably he would have been out from the other family affairs. So Baba knows. Sometimes we feel, oh, what Baba is saying? But Baba knows everything, Trikal Darshi, all the present, past, future. So accordingly Baba gives the direction, Srimat, and if we follow that one, then definitely there is benefit in that one. I have seen hundreds of times in my this 48 years of career in this spiritual knowledge. Hundreds, it will visibly look, oh, it is going all against what I have been thinking. But since Baba knows, so whatever Baba says, if we practice, we are definitely bound to get success, and that is the right direction. So after that, then I studied, and then I came to know, because my part was like that wherever I used to go, my appointment, right from the first year in engineering college, I went to that city there was no center. Baba got it opened through this instrument. Similarly, other places, wherever I was posted, there was no center. At that time, our institution was not so big. And when my first posting was there in northeastern state of India, that Assam, one of the very big state, where there was no center at that time, 1967, I passed my engineering. But before that one also, our tour used to go at number of places, and Baba got this opportunity for me to open various branches in the Assam, Bengal, Bihar, and UP, and number of other states. So then we realized ki how much Baba wants to see that each and every child of Baba gets the self-confidence, and when one starts getting success in life, you see, so naturally one gets more and more, you see, self-confidence, self-esteem is also enhances, and accordingly that is very much helpful in our day-to-day life, in spiritual knowledge. What I further saw in Baba is that earlier when we used to come to Baba, so Baba will listen lot of things from us that we used to tell Baba, Baba, we are doing the service like this, this, we are going to this place, and Baba also used to write the letter. I have also brought some letters, the sample of the letter, which after the class I will try to show you how Baba used to write in Sindhi language, and accordingly in between two lines the translation used to be there by Ishudadi, and Baba used to communicate, because at that time in 1970s or so, this IT was not so advanced, there was no email or other thing, and Baba used to write, and those letters, really they were eye-openers, you see. So some of these letters are also here with me. So Baba used to devote lot of time. He will write the letter. Whenever we used to go to Baba, Baba will guide us. You do the service like this, this, and everywhere. But as Baba, as the time was passing, the 1965, after 65, 66, 67, 68 or so, so it was looking clear, visible from Baba that Baba is trying to attain the angelic stage, final stage, karmatita stage. Because whenever in 1968 or so, when we used to go to Baba, Baba will listen first few lines, just two, three lines, four lines, and then Baba will say, okay, Baba understood what you want to say. We will say, Baba, I have just started only, just few lines, I have to say a lot. Baba will say, no, Baba understood everything, and you do like this, it will happen like this. So Baba was winding up mentally so that more and more time and energy he could devote for his personal purusharth, personal practices. So that what I observed gradually, because we used to meet Baba almost every year, and sometimes twice or thrice in a year. But as the time was passing, Baba used to tell that, okay, all right, Baba will listen for some time, and then Baba will be busy in his own. When our parties used to come, so Baba, the PA of the Baba used to give us timing, okay, this party, that 10 o'clock, this 10:30, this party 11 o'clock, like that. There used to be appointment. So Baba used to meet us in one of the three places, you see. Earlier at that time, this Om Shanti Bhavan, etc. was not there. So either Baba used to meet us in his room. At that time, as Shilu Ben was telling in the morning, Baba's room was very small. Only that portion of the room where the bed is there, and there is portion, hardly maybe some 8 by 10 feet size or so, like that. Very small room. And today there was, now we are daily reading that 18 steps of Brahma Baba. So 2 days, you see, the direction was there in that one, that it is simplicity Baba's, simple living and high thinking, it is said. So in that Baba's room, only one bed and one small table, and on the ground there used to be one, you see, matting, where Baba used to sit and used to meet with the children. That's all, only whitewash and no luxury, nothing like that, very simple. But the vibrations were very powerful. Whomsoever used to enter in that room, he used to feel as, you see, the angelic stage. Maybe temporary, but used to feel the soul conscious stage as out of the body. Because Baba also used to do meditation in that one. That room was having so much powerful vibrations. So either Baba used to meet us, the party there, because the room was small, 4, 5, 6 fellows can come maximum. Then, or Baba used to meet us in the hut. You see, Baba's hut is there. At that time also hut was there, but it was just not in this fine shape. It was very, very ordinary hut. Or in the history hall. So history hall was there at that time. So Baba, if the party used to be bigger than some 10, 12%, 15%, then Baba used to meet in the history hall. So those were the places. So earlier when we used to meet Baba, Baba will just do picnic with us and just enjoy. Brahma Bhojan will be there. Baba used to take us towards the hill outside on the road. And at that time, though I was just 17, 18 years old, just young fellow, Baba was something 90 plus. But you see, Baba used to walk with such fast speed that practically we all have to run behind Baba. So he was actually 90 years young and we were some 20 year old fellows, 20, 18, 22, like that. So, yes, and Baba's personality was also of the good height and just clear complexion. But main thing was the divinity in Baba, which used to attract. Otherwise, physical personality, lot of persons are having in this world. But it was the spirituality, the divinity, the soul consciousness, that wherever Baba used to go on the road, everybody will stop and just see whether this person belonged to this planet or he has come from some another planet. Because a sort of magnetic pull used to be there. And that was Baba's Pursharat. So, earlier Baba used to take us, then Baba will say here, though the Madhuban was small, but still Baba will do, sometimes he will eat with one party, sometimes with other party, Brahma Bhojan, sometime on the top of the this history hall. Likewise, but as it was 1967 onwards, you see, Baba used to become so much introvert. He will speak very less. He will devote most of his time in some isolation. Even physically, if Baba will give time to the parties, so Baba will be sitting either in the history hall or the hut, wherever the time for meeting with the party is given. But physically Baba is there and Baba's eyes are open. But as Baba is lost somewhere, he is either mentally in the subtle world or soul world or Satyug golden age, but completely almost lost as he is here. And quite often the Brahma Kumari sister in charge, the party in charge, she will take us and she has to tell Baba, Baba, she will speak, then Baba may get a sort of jerk, you have brought the party, okay. As Baba will come then in the senses, though it is not asleep, eyes open, but mentally as Baba is enjoying that angelic stage. Nobody wants to come from that stage. Baba has to do Pursharat to pull himself from that higher consciousness to that our day-to-day activity consciousness. So that what Baba also expect from us now, that whatever for the work is required, for that one we come in this world, in this body, perform our duty, do the work, and then again go back to that angelic stage. That what Baba wants. That what I had the fortune to see Baba's this stage number of times. This used to happen. Then what else I saw, that quite often when we used to come here, so it used to be in our mind that, oh, we will ask Baba this thing, we will tell Baba, we will communicate, because we were quite free with Baba and Baba. But as Baba was moving towards his angelic and final stage, so Baba will come and Baba will give drishti. And number of times Baba will say, okay, oh, you have come for this one. Okay, do like this, it will happen like this. Baba will say the question, whatever is there in my mind, and then he will give the reply, answer to that question, and that the meeting will be over. A sort of thought leader. Because Baba was so much clear in his mind that whatever whomsoever used to come before him, Baba will catch his vibration, his thoughts, and so that minimum time is utilized in this one, and Baba is having more time for his own Purusharth. He was so much conscious about this stage that I have to become the angel in this body as early as possible, you see. So when during the last 2 days, especially the 17th and 18th January, you see, when I was here in 1969, just last 2 days, when Baba has almost attained his complete Karmatita stage, angelic stage, final stage, so I met Baba some seven, eight times. Sorry. During those 2 days. But every time, you see, I had a number of questions that I will ask Baba, and was as soon as we used to go before Baba, Baba will give a drishti, and then Baba will say, oh, you have come for this one? Okay, do like this, it will happen like this. So then later on, when once I asked Didi Manmohani ji, yes, who was assisting Baba at that time in running the administration, you see, after Mama left the body, then it was Badi Didi Manmohani ji and Dadi Kumarka ji, they were jointly running the administration, taking the place of Mama. So I asked Didi ji, how it happens that as soon as we go before Baba, Baba will give drishti, or immediately Baba will read what is going on in our mind, and then Baba will respond. And it was so perfect, so correct, every time. Then Didi replied once that, you see, it is just as Baba has got complete control over his mind, over his thoughts, over his feelings and emotion, so Baba is not having his own thoughts. So the one who is having a complete victory over his own thoughts, over his mind, then he can read the mind of anybody else. Because there are no thought waves. The Didi explained, just like if the water is there, plain water is there, you can see your face, your image, just as in the mirror. There is no turbulence in the water. But if suppose you simply throw a small stone in the water, then there will be ripples, waves will be there, and the water will be disturbed and you can't see clearly your own face. Similarly, Baba is not having his own thoughts. He has got so much mastery over his thoughts now, so that whomsoever come before him, he can read the thought of those persons, and accordingly he can reply. So that what I myself realized, and that Baba has number of times said, that one has to attain the complete mastery over his mind. And that is why Baba is usually nowadays asking us to do practice of the five stages, so that we can have control over our mind and intellect. Wherever we want to establish our mind, our intellect, whether in the Paramdham, the soul world, or the golden age, or our deity form, this Dwapar Yuga, copper age, or in the Brahman stage like that. So wherever we want, we can establish ourselves. That is the control over the mind. And which is going to help us during the turbulent period, during the end, because it is said that antmate sogate, means whatever the thoughts or whatever the things are going on in our mind at the time when our soul is leaving the body, when we are breathing our last, at that time whatever the thoughts are there in our mind, accordingly our next birth will be there. So we have to have control over our mind and thoughts, so that when we leave this body, at that time no waste thought or no the thought which is not at all concerned, and we are in the end is in the remembrance of Baba. And at that time, if we so leave the body in that stage, then that is our the spiritual victory, as a matter of fact. Then whatever Baba wants, accordingly our stage will be. So that Baba was the manifestation of that stage. That whenever Baba used to go out, he will go out, he will just mentally travel wherever he wants, and Baba is telling mentally, mansha seva, give sakash, light, might, etc. mentally to the whole world. The world is asking for that one. And we always used to feel, if suppose some problem is there and we tell Baba about that one, immediately we will start getting powers. Baba will start giving sakash, power, so that we also become powerful and feel ourselves that, yes, now I am competent enough. I am having sufficient spiritual energy to face that adverse situation in life. So that what is required now. And since Baba was having complete control over his mind, over his intellect, so Baba used to give sakash, and people used to have the vision of Brahma Baba. Even when he was alive, he was there. So those at far off places, different countries, various places, Baba used to have. People used to come and see, Baba, I have seen you in the vision. I have seen you in the dream. And you were there with this open arms and telling, okay, now I, the God, has come in this body, Brahma Baba's body. And so, accordingly, you have given me the direction and now I have come. So number of times this used to happen. Because Baba was having especially these two practices. Even now those diaries are available with Ishudadi. Those two. In one diary, Baba has practiced like this, that I am a soul. I am soul, Jasoda is soul, Narayan is soul, like that. So wherever Jasoda was the name of Baba's Laukik wife, Narayan was his son, likewise. Nirmal Shanta Dadi was his daughter. So Baba has practiced, I am soul, this Jasoda is soul, Nirmala is soul, Narayan is soul. Because usually, you see, in the family members or wherever your love and affection and relationship is there the mind goes. So just Baba has practiced number of times writing in the diary, I am soul, he is soul, she is soul, like that. So Baba has become so much soul conscious, with whomsoever Baba used to give drishti, that fellow also used to become soul conscious. So this was one, in one diary. And in the second diary, also Baba has said number of times, what Baba used to tell in the another diary. That just you see, sit with your mind, intellect and sanskar, resolves daily and communicate with them. You see, they are your ministers, mind, intellect, etc. And communicate with them and try to have your control. The soul is the king. Mind is his minister. And intellect is also his minister, but this mind is the foremost minister. So Baba used to sit and establish his darbar with all these mind, intellect and impressions. So there is one letter available. Probably Shiluben may be able to give you a copy of that letter if it is there. We were given the copy at that time by another brother, Dada Anand Kishorji. He used to be there a few years back, some maybe 15, 20 years back. He has given the copy of that letter, how Baba used to communicate in the beginning with his mind. So here are some few lines Baba used to communicate with his mind. Oh mind, I am the soul, I am the king, you are my minister. But you have become so much powerful that you have taken control of me, the king, this soul. Though I am king, but you became powerful and you have taken control of me. So wherever now you are going, the mind is going. Traffic. So in that letter, how Baba is communicating with his mind. And then Baba is communicating with his mind now. Oh mind, I am telling you that I am the king. I have now re-established myself in my original stage. Now you have to obey me. I am now the soul conscious king now. And you are my minister. You have to obey me. Baba is ordering his mind that Baba will not obey you. You have to obey the mind, the Baba, the king. Similarly, Baba is communicating with intellect also. Oh, my intellect, you have also become powerful and you are also following the mind. And you both have become so much powerful, both means mind and intellect, that you have taken control of me, the king, the soul, and I have been running after you. Now, I am instructing you that I, the soul, the king, has re-established himself, and now you have to obey me. I am the king. So Baba is ordering his mind and intellect that now I have become the king and I am in my original soul conscious stage. So that Baba, what Baba also wants from us, that we also all re-establish ourselves in that soul conscious powerful stage and don't allow the mind to take control of me. So that what Baba has done, and that diary is still available, and this letter is also there. Probably it may be with Ishu Dadi, who is in Shantivan, and Shiluban may arrange just about that one, copy of that one. So these Baba was becoming manifestation of these things as the last D-Day was approaching, you see. Baba is becoming very, very, very introvert and devoting more and more his own time, but after fulfilling all the responsibilities, you see. Not that Baba has gone away from his responsibility. He was the head of the organization. So whatever the work were there, he used to finish it up. But earlier, his more and more time was going on in this organizational work. Now what Baba used to do, that after getting the works done, writing the letter and giving instruction, administrative jobs and whatever the construction was going on, Baba also used to go have a round daily towards that construction. But still Baba used to take out more and more time to devote for his own, you see, self-development. So that what Baba wants from all of us also, like that. So this was going on, and just as the, you see, I was telling you about how Baba was becoming a sort of thought reader. So Didi told me that when there is no ripples in the water, one can see his face. But if the ripples are there, the image will not be so much clear. So now Baba has got so much control over his own thoughts and mind and emotions and intellect that whomsoever comes before Baba, Baba is able to read his mind. So that what I also observed on 18th January, you see, as I said you, I along with my Alaukik father came here on 17th January morning, you see. I was posted very, very far off place. And at that time there was no branch in any overseas countries, nowhere. In India also that was the farthest place. And when my posting was there, at that time I did not want to go there because there was no center, no branch. So I told Baba, it was in as early as in 67, you see. So I told Baba, Baba, I don't want to go. I have got these two another jobs in my hand. And I was having three jobs at that time in my hand. So I don't want to go in this one because it is very far and there is no branch, no center. And it takes 3 days and three nights by train to go there. So, but Baba said, no. You think that as Baba is getting you posted there, because Baba wants you to establish a branch there. And so, Baba just encouraged so much and gave literature and then meditation, gramophone records and gramophone and all these things that you have to establish. So you see, Baba just sent me there, and within no time, because it was Baba's power, I was having no experience of explaining exhibition, no experience of conducting the classes, nothing. But Baba's power was there that within some 2-3 months, at such far off places, that center was established. And Baba said, okay, when your work is over, Baba will call you. So Baba said this as early as in 67, when I went there. And in 69 January, you see, Baba called me, just gave the indication, okay, you come. And I came, and Baba gave the indication that you come here by plane, because that was very far off place. So I came here from Assam, and that too in upper Assam, far off place. It used to take 3 days and three nights by train at that time. But I came and was able to come here on 17th January morning and met Baba. So you see, on 18th January, Baba was giving Murli. 18th January evening, and you must have seen in the history hall, at that time there used to be three, you see, seats, one, two, three, On one extreme right, Baba used to sit. On the left, extreme left, Mama used to sit. And in the middle one, the parties, whomsoever used to come there, those party fellows, they will be sitting and they will be narrating their experiences. That, wherefore I have come here and what is my aim in the life and I want to get the transformation through this knowledge, etc., like that. So whatever one used to have the thoughts, they will explain and Baba will correct them and they used to go and just bubbling with the sort of new energy. After meeting Baba, everybody used to feel that he or she has become a powerhouse. So much they used to feel that they have conquered their weaknesses. And really, it was unique thing. So on 18th January in morning, there was no class. Means class was there, Baba came in the class, but that day, Baba only just conducted meditation. Usually what was the practice that when Baba comes, Baba will sit, sometimes meditation will be there, and then Baba will clear his throat, which will be a sort of indication that now the meditation time is over, now the, you see, Murli time is there. And that day, Baba just gave this, conducted meditation for some time, then he cleared his throat and we all thought that now Baba will be giving class and we all became ready with the diary and pen that now Baba will speak. But again Baba started conducting the meditation and as though Brahma Baba used to get himself ready, but Shiv Baba wanted to just give spiritual energy, the power to whom those who were sitting before. Because that was probably the last time when Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba, they were meeting through the corporeal body of Brahma to his children. He was knowing that today is the last day, 18th January. So morning time Baba only conducted the meditation, there was no class. And in the end Baba as usual said, "Achha, meethe meethe bachchon ko yaad pyar, good morning," like that. And Baba went. So, 18th January in the evening, usually there is class at 9 o'clock in the night, but after finishing the dinner, etc., and finishing all the works here, but that day, around maybe 7:15, 7 o'clock or so, Baba called the brother, Jamuna Prasad Bhai, called the brother that Baba will take the class now itself, 7:30 or so, inform everybody. So at that time there used to be a bell and that brother knocked and everybody accumulated and then accordingly after some time Baba came in the class. So that day class was conducted early because Baba was having that idea that probably it is going to be the last corporeal meeting with the children, and so Baba called that meeting early, around 1.5 hours before than the usual time. And then everybody accumulated, Baba came and Baba started giving Murli. If you go through that Murli, which is also available here, below this Om Shanti Bhavan, there is audio-video section. So that cassette is also available. So you will find that not a single time Baba has a sore throat or inconvenience in speaking, and Baba gives such a flawless Murli, very powerful, because that was the Karmatit stage, the angelic stage Baba has already attained at that time. So all his karmic account of this body, they were already, you see, settled now. And Baba's yog power, yog shakti has completely conquered after settling the karmic account, all the karambhog this yoga power has taken control. So there was no karam bhog left, means karmic accounts. They all were settled. So not a single time there was any disturbance from Baba's throat side, and Baba gave very powerful murli. So that is also an indication that when we all attain karmatita stage, the final angelic stage, at that time all our karmic accounts will be settled and they will not bother us. They will not put an hindrance in leaving the body. Just the soul can leave the body without any problem, as Brahma Baba left the body at that time. So at that time I was sitting, I was also hearing. That was my big luck that 18th January I was here and I got an opportunity to listen Baba. And then listening Baba, all of a sudden in my mind, this thought came that, how nice it will be if Baba speaks something about me also, about my Purusharat. Usually it is like that even now when the Vyakt Bab Dada comes. So though we all hear Murli and we all get Toli also, but still some thought is there, how nice it will be if I get an opportunity to go on the stage and have a drishti with Baba, or Baba give me Toli or something like that. So similarly at that time on 18 January 69, you see, since I was sitting and I was, just this thought came. And you see the wonder, as soon as the thought came to my mind, and immediately, because Baba was in karmatita stage, he has attained all the things. And so his mind was so clear, he was able to catch the thought of all the souls. So immediately the thought went to Baba, and but within no time, Baba just took my name and immediately uttered some, you see, Brahma Mahavakya, that some very powerful words which became the guiding stars for my rest of my life, you see. So this is also an indication of the karmatita stage of Baba. Because at that time, number of souls, you see, that what Baba says, ki when you also in the end, there will be all the souls will coming to you, persons will be coming, peacelessness will be there, then you see the souls full of sorrows and unhappiness and all these things, they will come. So if you are having control over your own thoughts and intellect and in the mind, then you can read their thoughts and you can fulfill their desire, just like the angels, the deities, they do. Give vardhan, become data, always giver. Unless we know what the thought is there in our, because there won't be any time. They won't get an opportunity to speak. Because hundreds and thousands of souls will be coming with different wishes. So you have to read and accordingly fulfill their desires, become data, giver, always be a giver. So for that one it is essential that we don't have our own thoughts and our own disturbances in the mind. And that day I realized this thing. As soon as the thought came to my mind, immediately Baba received the thought and Baba fulfilled my desires. Immediately. And this was not only my experience, this was the experience of number of other souls who were sitting there. And that is also recorded in that tape. Kivas Baba said, took my name, and accordingly Baba said number of very good, you see, sentences at that time. And then in the end, Baba just stood up and then Baba moved towards the door. And after giving meethe meethe bachchon ko yaad pyar, good night. And then, but Baba just took one step, then again Baba stopped. Again Baba started giving drishti. And most of his drishti was concentrating towards Dadi Prakashmani ji, who was also sitting on the front line. And Baba used to give, Baba's, you see, way of giving drishti was also very unique. Just Baba will give drishti, huh? Just 1 or 2, 3 seconds like that. And Baba drishti will move. Because his drishti was so much powerful that quite often we used to feel that it is not possible to have the drishti for a longer period. For 1/2 minute or 1 minute, 2 minutes. No. Immediately our eyes, they will, just because the powerful, so much power, just like as 1000 watt bulbs, they are glowing. And Baba will give drishti, and that is why Baba's drishti will very often moving quite fast. Immediately some remaining at one person with maybe 2, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, immediately moving the drishti. So, sorry. So likewise, Baba gave the drishti, and then again Baba started moving towards the door. Again Baba stopped, again Baba turned up, and again started giving drishti. As that day, Baba had a feeling that, oh, this is my last corporeal meeting with the children, and whatever the drishti I can give, whatever the power I can give to these souls who are here, let me give. And Baba went, and he stopped 4 or 5 times before. You see, history hall is not a big hall. But Baba took every time 1 step, again Baba will stop. Again started giving drishti. Again Baba will move then. So in the end, Baba just went up to the door and then said, okay, Baba takes your leave. Baba chutti leta hai. Okay. Earlier Baba has never uttered such word. But that day Baba is taking leave. And then Baba went, and after some time, then, because Baba left the body before that one, earlier Murli, 17th this January Murli, Baba said that whenever you are coming here from your workplaces, so here you can do lot of Pursharat, go at the roof of this hall, history hall was there at that time, and do meditation, remember Baba. So that day on 18th January, since the class was earlier that day, after listening the class then, I went to the roof, I was moving there, just then suddenly one brother, Jamuna Prasad Bhai, on cycle, he went quite fast, went out. So I asked him, oh, where are you going at this night time, around maybe 8:30 or 9 o'clock? Where are you going? January, quite cold period. He told, no, Baba is not feeling well. I am going to call the doctor. Dadi is sending me. So he went out on the cycle. I came down from the roof, and then I went towards Baba's room. And Baba's room at that time, the entry was from the back side, not from the front side, from the back side. So that side I went, and from the door, just another door, not Baba's room's door, but there was another door also. I saw that I could see the Dadi's back, you see, because Dadi's face was towards Baba, which was not, you see, clear before me. And Dadi's back was there, and just I remained there for a few minutes, and then came back. Without, you see, realizing that that was the last day for the Baba, and Dadi was taking all the powers from the Baba, and Baba is giving drishti to Dadi likewise. But without realizing, without knowing this thing, because none of us even thought in his wildest dream that Baba will go, Baba can leave the body. None of us thought like that. And then the doctor came and he saw, and then, you see, gave the certificate that he is no more like that. But the main thing which I observed is that though Baba left the body on 18th January in the night, but Baba's, you see, body was consumed to flames on 21st, you see. 18th night, whole night body was there, 19th daytime, 19th night, 20th whole day, 20th night, and on 21st Baba's afternoon, the body was consumed to flame. The last rites were performed. But Baba's body was quite intact, you see. Even on 21st, when we took Baba's body for the funeral pyre, Baba's body was very flexible. Usually body is never flexible, as after a few hours body becomes stiff, you see. But it was very flexible and body was complete, that white, you see, it was shining. There was no disintegration in the body and no bad smell, though even no injection was given, no chemicals were put, nothing. And this is an indication that how Baba has conquered these five elements of nature also. He has purified those five. The body is made up of these five elements. And even, you see, after some 70 hours or so, Baba's body was like that. So that what Baba says, that not only you have to purify yourself, the soul, but you have to purify the five elements of nature. Because these are the elements of nature which will remain with us, right in the form of various bodies, right from the beginning of Satyug, beginning of Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age. These five elements of nature, because our body is made up of these five elements. So, these five, we can conquer these five elements of nature, which I have seen the Baba was manifestation of this, conquering these five elements of nature. So how to conquer these five elements? How to make friendship? Because in the end, these only five elements of nature, they will be with us, the soul is the body, and in every birth, you see, we will be taking the help of these five elements to take this body. And these five elements become our friend, they don't become responsible for my death, you see. Because we know now, in the end, these five elements of nature, they are going to play havoc. Lot of earthquakes, floods, famines, tsunamis, droughts, and so many things. These five elements, they are going to play. The whole world is going to suffer. The whole transformation is going to be brought by these five elements. But they should not become responsible for my death. Because if suppose I am sitting here and suddenly the earthquake comes and this all iron girder etc. they fall, and if I leave the body, then this is not the victory. This is, I am forced to leave the body. In the end it should be like that, that just like Brahma Baba or just like other those attaining Karmatita stage, angelic stage, we should know, okay Baba, now I am coming to you. I am leaving this body. Oh, I have become angel and I am leaving the body. So I should have control over leaving the body. And these five elements, they should not force me to leave. How it will happen? How to make friendship with these five elements of nature so that these elements help me in the last, you see, when I leave the body, antamate sogati, in the end. For this one, very simple things, that I make friendship with these five elements of nature. How I live, how I become, how, you see, how I make friendship with this one. Say, for example, water, you see. So water is also going to play, because when the global warming is there, ocean surface will be rising and lot of cities, they are going to be submerged in this one. So water will be a great source of destruction, so-called destruction or transformation, or taking the souls to the Paramdham. Lot of tsunamis are going to come. So how to make friendship? The biggest quality of water is, what is the biggest quality of water? Cool. You see, it is flexible. Water can adjust at any place, wherever. If you take in the water in glass, it will adjust in the glass. If you take in the spoon, in bucket, wherever you take, so much liquid, flexible, it can adjust. Similarly, if my nature is also of adjustable nature, you see, I feel I can adjust with any soul. I say, no, with such and such I have got friendship, it is easy to adjust, but with another person it is very difficult, I can't adjust. So it is not the quality of water. And if I am having this weakness, then water is not going to help me in the end. Maybe the tsunami or the flood or anything, that may become responsible for my leaving the body. So if I want that water should help me till the end, I must have this quality to be able to adjust with each and every soul on the earth. That yes, I can adjust with. My nature should be so much flexible that everybody feels a sort of pleasure to work with me and feel that yes, very simple type of person. That is one of the quality. Another quality is, as said, the coolness. Yes. Quite possible till the end, since we are Purusharthis. So human weaknesses or something, I may become angry, you see. But the quality of water is that if it is put on the fire, it will be hot, boiling. But as soon as it is brought down away from the fire, it will attain its original stage after some time. Similarly, I must be able to keep cool my temperament, my everything, the whole nature. If it remains cool, so it means I have attained the quality of the water, and then water will always help me till the end. Water will never be responsible for my death. You see, water makes its own way. You see, if the water is flowing, even a big boulder comes in the way of water, water will move like this and will find its own way. Similarly, I must go move ahead and ahead in my life. You see, whatever the problem comes, those problems should not be responsible for getting me stagnated. You see, I must be able to move further onwards. That what we have seen with Brahma Baba. So many problems came, but Baba was having so much confidence in Shiv Baba, ki whatever the problems come, they are not going to hamper our advancement, you see. Similarly, water, so many qualities. Water is very calm, water makes you fresh. Early morning, you see, when you get up, simply wash your face or mouth or just eyes, you become fresh. So I must be able to keep all the souls fresh. Whomsoever comes in my contact, they feel a sort of freshness. Yes, they are our Purvaj. They are our ancestors, like that. So lot of qualities are there in the water, and I must inculcate those qualities, those virtues in me to become like water, to make friendship with the water element, so that this element helps me till the end. Similarly, the earth, you see. What is the biggest quality of the earth? Yes? Earth is also having number of qualities, properties. The biggest quality of earth is a giver. Always gives, you see. It multiplies. You put a single seed in the earth, the whole plant, tree will be there, and thousands of the seeds will be generated. Whatever we get, the food, fruits, or you see, wheat, grain, rice, whatever, earth is a giver. Similarly, if I attain this quality of the earth, I always become a giver. Giver doesn't mean only the physical things. Giver means good vibrations, soft words, respectful nature, loving words. With whomsoever I come in contact, everybody should feel that, yes, I am getting something. As we often feel with dadis. Whenever we meet the seniors, dadis, etc., we always feel that we are getting fulfilled. Dadis are also givers. So let me also become a giver like the earth. So it means I am making friendship with the earth element, and this earth element will not ditch me in the end. And whatever the earthquakes are there, whatever the problems, lot of earthquake may come, but this earth element will not be responsible for leaving my body, for my death. Because whatever the qualities of the earth are there, I am inculcating in me. And that was quite visible, you see, in Brahma Baba also. That is why these five elements, till the end, they helped Baba. So likewise, it is a sort of homework to you. Go, think. Each and every element is having some 10 to 15 qualities. Each and every element. And those qualities, if I inculcate in me, if I practice, then I am making friendship with these five elements of nature, and they are going to help me till the end, till I become angelic. I attain that stage. So we have to learn these qualities from the nature. And that is why Baba says always, give vibrations to the nature. Purify the nature. Yes, five elements. We have also conducted some of the experiments here and in Africa and other places. I am reminded of one of the incidents that environmental awareness campaign was there. And that day, I am talking of 95. At that time, Baba's Murli came that you have to make the friendship with these five elements of nature. And just you communicate, you talk with them. And these elements, they are also deities in India. We worship them as water deity, the earth deity, the air deity, like that. Without knowing that these are the elements which are responsible for the, you see, life on this earth. So, at that time, Baba's Murli was there, so we made the program that tomorrow morning at 4 o'clock. That was a city established on the seashore, you see, Kananur, in, you see, Kerala. Our environment campaign was there. So, we made the plan, and accordingly at 3:30 morning, we all went there and sat quite a far distance from CUC on the sands, more than some 200 feet or so, to 300 meter rather. So sea was very calm and quiet, and no waves were there, and we all just established ourselves in the meditation. Oh, just we were communicating, as Baba has said in that Murli, ki talk. Oh, water element. At that time water was there before us. Whole sea was there. And water, just, you are also a deity. We are also becoming deities. So let us join the hand and make this world prosperous, full of peace, prosperity and happiness. And likewise we were communicating with that one. And if our vibrations are reaching to you, you see, Baba said in that Murli, your vibration, then the water, water element, water deity, Indradevta, in India we say Indradevta, then come to us, join hands with us. We were sitting, as I told you, sea was very calm, quiet, and we were sitting at there was not a single wave. So 4 o'clock we started meditation, 4:15, 4:30, 4:45, and just 5 minutes to five we were going to just finish the meditation, call of the meditation. And before that one, just some 2-3 minutes before, we don't know from where suddenly a very big wave came, water, and all from the sea up to that quite a distance where we were doing the meditation, it came and touched the feet of all of us and went back, you see. Well, it may look something that as Baba encouraged us, but we must make experiment with this nature, with ourselves, with other souls, whether our vibrations, they are reaching to them. Baba says, sakash do. And there is example when in 1968, Dada Vishu Kishore used to be there. And Baba Brahma Baba was here in Mount Abu. So Dada Vishu Kishore said, you see, some operation was there in Bombay. And from Bombay, the message used to come on telephone that Baba Dada Vishu Kishore is very restless. He is not getting sleep. At that time, medical and surgery was also not so much advanced. So he is becoming restless, and so the Ramesh Bhai used to convey his state, his whatever his condition is there to Baba. Then next day Baba will be in the meditation at that time to give Sakash power to Dada Vishu Kishore. So there Dada Vishu Kishore will have a very peaceful, comfortable sleep, and here Baba used to give the meditation. You see the way. This power. So Baba will get the news from Mumbai, okay, now Baba, today he was very comfortable. And when Baba, after getting the news, if Baba goes to the bed, sleep, then he becomes restless, you see, because not receiving, then at that time, the Sakash from Baba. So we must do the audit of ourselves, ki whatever the work I am doing, whether it is creating the desired results or not. And then, when we get the desired result, then we empower ourselves, we become, because success brings the enthusiasm and encouragement also. So likewise, number of things, and Baba always used to tell, conduct, today also Baba said, vichar sagar manthan, churning. So that new and new churnings are there, new thoughts are there, new means of the services are there, and accordingly we can move ahead in the life, so that the whatever Baba wants to get us to be done, that we are able to do. So before closing this one, I will just feel, I just feel that you all also conduct some of the experiments. And on nature, on yourself, on your colleagues, others, yog ke prayog, the experiments of yoga. And once when these experiments are conducted, and Baba used to conduct these experiments, Brahma Baba. Always, whenever there used to be some work, and nowadays dadis also, they also say they are giving Sakash, power. And when this power is going on, we are bound to get success in life. So there are lot of things to be said about Baba, but even in the death, even the last one of Baba, Baba has done so much service till then. With these words, I take your permission to leave, and I feel that this, the month of January, remind us to do some subtle experiments and to enhance our spiritual powers, especially when we all are in Madhuban, and which is the place where the Baba has resided, Baba has done his duty and doing the same work subtly. And with the Baba we also feel that we are with Baba and giving Sakash the power to whole of the world. Om Shanti, Om Shanti. If any question is there, you can ask, otherwise we sit in meditation for a few minutes. Yes? Pardon? Baba's letters, yes. Of course, I'll show you if it is there. I don't know letters, of course, you can't read, but this used to be the size of paper on which Baba used to write. And you see, the Sindhi language, Baba used to write the letter in Sindhi language. Just like Urdu language, Sindhi language is written from right to left, you see, back side. So Baba, here there are two, you see, inked. One is red, so bigger letters, they are written by Baba. Baba will write the letter in the Sindhi, and there will be sufficient space in between two lines. And so, since the other party where the letter is going on doesn't know Sindhi, so Ishu Dadi, who was there with Baba, so she will translate in Hindi, and accordingly in Hindi translation, this blue ink, that is in Hindi translation. Say for, okay, I will read one. Shiv Sagar, Gita Paathshala ke Ruhani Noore Ratan Mohan Prit, Ruhani Baap va Dada ka Yaad Pyar. Shiv Sagar is the name of the city where I was posted. So at that time, Baba is mentioning. Baap Dada ka Yaad Pyar Baat Samachar ki Patra Saugat Pai, So to Avinashi Bank mein Jama Ho Gai. Ab Batao Vahan Service Achhi Ho Rahi Hai, तो म्यूजियम लिए मकान लेने की कोशिश करो. बाबा यूज टू एनकरेज दो इट वॉज यू सी वेरी दैट शिव सागर द टाउन वॉज देयर वेयर आई वॉज पोस्टेड. आई एम बेसिकली पेट्रोलियम इंजीनियर, सो देयर द पेट्रोलियम हब इज देयर एंड एक्सप्लोरेशन ऑफ ऑयल एंड गैस वॉज देयर. सो बाबा इज राइटिंग दैट I used to write Baba, so many students are coming, and likewise. So Baba said, okay, when the service is good, try to get a house where you can open a museum. Kiraye ka vichar na karna, Baap baitha, you see. Baba, I used to encourage, because my job was very new. That was my first posting, only 3-4 months of my job. So naturally, if a house is to be purchased, so it may not be possible. So Baba used to say, Your mind should be engaged in the godly service, not of this one. And Baba is there, so don't bother about the rent or the cost of the house. Baba is there, Baba is going to help you. Aap saman samjhane ke liye kanyaye aur mataen tayyar karte raho. Puri offering pani hai. All whatever you wish, Baba will support and Just create the teachers, more and more teachers like that. So, likewise, on this size of paper, both sides Baba used to write. And luckily I have got some 8 to 10 letters at that time. Different occasions Baba has written these letters. They are all different letters. They have now become the, you see, priceless collections, you see, so much. So, personally, if anybody wants to read, of course, since it is in Sindhi or Hindi, so I have got my own doubts whether it is of some, you see, whether you can read, but nonetheless, you can see it, how God is communicating with the children. Shiv Baba, yes, please. No, I am not able to hear you, please. Yes, yes, why not? Okay, okay. Okay, okay. You meet me later. Okay, now, we sit in meditation. Thank you.
Hey, Brahma Baba. आदम ब्रह्मा बाबा जब से तुमसे प्रीत लगी है हे ब्रह्मा बाबा पावन ब्रह्मा बाबा मन में अद्भुत शक्ति जगी है हे ब्रह्मा बाबा पावन ब्रह्मा बाबा